And I want to say this to the television audience.
It's a hanging day.
You're a strange animal.
Baby, I'm a monster, I'm a fucking...
It's becoming a club! Ah!
Welcome to Who's Hot and Who's Not, episode 25 on the Oh Hot Moo or Not feed, using the same irreverent method as that show to look at Who's Who number 5.
Woo!
Is it number 5?
Yeah, we're really on number 5.
Starting number 5. With a contingent of the Hot Squad, I'm Siskoid. Let's see who's around the table this time around. Our panelists will introduce themselves by revealing the best time of day for them. And this will foreshadow one of the entries we'll be covering today. Want to start, Shotgun?
Sure.
You're in my eye line.
Excellent. You know when you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, oh God, I must be like, I'm rested and it must be time to get up to get to work. But then you look at your watch and you have like hours and hours left to sleep. That's my favorite time.
Disagree. That's just a call for insomnia. It is.
I have questions about your question.
And you can answer it however you want.
The best time of which day? Because it is not consistent every day. Some people have weekends. And to do what activity? Because if we're talking to be cozy and...
Left the room.
I guess you could choose one.
Like 5 hours later. And then if you want to be...
I like that. 5 hours later. My favorite time of day is five hours later.
Honestly, that's probably accurate. So I'm like, I'm gonna leave it at that.
Jose.
I'm gonna be a bit more broad. Whenever this...
Oh, broader than that?
I guess. Whenever I'm outside and the sky's really showing off, that's really nice and I appreciate that. The end.
Okay. And Natalie.
I think I'm the only real specific answer. Yes. 7 p.m. I like 7 p.m. because it's nighttime and I like the night. But it's not so late that I can't, like, start to do something.
Yeah.
Like, it's early enough. I could start a movie at 7 p.m.
In Jose's defense, dusk often happens around 7 p.m.
But it changes in Canada from, like, 9 p.m. to 5 p.m. It's never consistent.
No, it's not. But I like 7 p.m.
I just like to sleep.
It's pretty dope. Yeah.
I don't like to sleep, so I'd rather... The early morning.
Mike's wrong.
Like an early morning, that's where I'm most productive, and I worship at the altar of productivity. Isabel is out sick. Amity is out suckling. Let's get this show on the road. New issue, new characters. Kronos.
Is it time?
Yeah, I guess it is.
Feels related to time.
Time?
The Adams archenemy. David Clinton was a petty criminal who kept getting arrested because he reasoned he didn't take the time to plan his crimes properly. He admired the clockwork precision with which prison was run. And being fascinated with timepieces generally, he decided to invent devices that would help him commit well-planned crimes as the supervillain Kronos. We're talking about exploding hourglasses, watches that shoot their hands, had like razor-sharp hands, let's say.
Oh.
A sundial flying platform. And he eventually must have studied physics because by the end he was making machines that slow down time or can throw you back in time. In The Serpent, we see him point a gun at the Atom who is tied to the hands of a watch, fly his sundial, and a close-up of his face looking a lot like Richard Nixon, who artist Gil Kane based him on,
really?
Like years before he ever became president.
Why?
Wow.
Like he just
why?
Felt, like, well, he was a politician. He was
yeah, but I wouldn't want to draw him.
He had run for governor of California at the time, but not won. And I think Gil Kane thought he looked...
Evil?
Well, untrustworthy.
Okay, I see it now.
Yeah. So that's why he looks like Richard Nixon. But Richard Nixon was not the Richard Nixon yet. So it's interesting.
He was always the Richard Nixon.
Yes. But he wasn't Tricky Dick.
President Nixon.
He wasn't president.
That being said, these pants are ridiculous.
I wonder, like, because it says here, when he was finally released from prison, Clinton designed a colorful costume for himself and embarked upon a new career.
Right.
Like, but was it out of time for pants? So he was like, oh, I'll just wear the prison jumpsuit, shrink it in the dryer a few times.
Either that, or he was really tired of not wearing any colors and he decided to wear all of them at once.
Prison clothes do not have vertical stripes. Would make them match the bars. It's always horizontal.
Yeah, that's a reference.
I can't go to prison. That's very unflattering to the figure.
I don't think they use those anymore.
It's blue and
orange.
I can't pull off orange.
It's blue in Dorchester. It's nice. Anyway.
We're not sending Yadis to Dorchester.
I don't know.
That's for sex offenders.
I just know the prison's there.
Okay. Have you listened to this podcast?
I do not offend.
You're right.
No.
By the law's standard, right. I may offend those uptight people. But
sex practitioners, not offenders.
Sex practitioner.
Maybe make it a t-shirt. Okay.
This whole concept, I appreciate the dedication to the concept.
Yeah.
Where it was like, time is my enemy, and then time is my best friend. I'm going to make it work for me. But it also kind of sounds a little bit like someone pre and post ADHD meds. Like, there's a very, very high feeling of, like, you know, first draft, not planning properly. I'm going to figure it out as I go.
Second draft, obsessive.
His coping mechanisms. I do love the theme, honestly. Like, I love the hourglass. I love the sharp watch hands. Like,
really cool.
Is there anything else? Fun. What other time devices are there that...
He has a sundial. We
have three.
I'm sure you could do things with calendars.
I'm sure somewhere he hides a lot of grandfather clocks.
If this was now, he'd be like calendar blocking attacks.
His lair isn't a giant grandfather clock.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
I just noticed that he has like the watch hands on his forehead.
I do appreciate
it. I thought it was like tiny antennas at first, and no, they're just stupid.
Very poorly drawn eyebrows.
I'm kind of into it. The costume is ugly. Oh, I will admit to that.
I feel like it should be sleeker for this type of... I don't know. Mm. Like, this feels too, like, circusy, awful.
I think the pants were all green.
Or, like, I think...
That might tone it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Or, you know what first drafts tend to have?
I know.
A shit ton of ideas that don't necessarily make sense together. Editing, sir.
Like,
so maybe that fits the personality.
Yeah. Like, I need the pants and the underwear to be different, more cohesive.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I'm really... And that one leg that's, like, towards us is... that anatomy is not working.
Well, I hate the shoulder. Like, the shoulder muscle.
Okay, look at this one. Doesn't it not look like the back of the leg? Like the Achilles heel?
Oh, okay, yeah.
I hate it. I do. Yeah.
It's the awful. Position he's in is not helping. Like, that's for sure. Like, this is not a flattering pose.
Like, thank you for trying an action shot, but, like, somewhere in there I'm like, who approved this? Who was like, yeah, sure, good enough. No one was like, maybe we should, like,
I don't think you get to approve comics legend Gil Kane.
Draw these for the entry?
Everything's drawn for the who's who. There's no repurposed art.
Okay, got it.
It just looks too much like he's going to headbutt me. And I don't like that.
Maybe that's what he's going for.
I actually have a question. Like, you said he has, like, the watch hands sharp thing.
Mm.
Where's the watch?
Well, the atom's on it. He keeps switching weapons. He's not holding an explosive hourglass either, you know.
Yeah, but where is it then? Is it stashed somewhere?
Well, he makes something and then he attacks the atom with it.
Okay.
And then maybe the next story doesn't use that. Because it didn't work.
He was not made in the 90s when there were so many pockets that
no pouches.
Them with
okay. Has there ever been a whole atomic clock thing happening? Because that's a thing. I'm not exactly sure what it is as a thing, but I know it's a thing, and I could Google it right
now.
Well,
it counts down with particles instead of, so it's the most
accurate
that you can get. Yeah.
That's what it is. His arch nemesis is the most precise, and you never meet those unrelenting standards. Learn to love yourself, dude.
Okay, but how about, like, the doomsday clock? Huh?
Mayan calendar clock.
You guys should write Kronos stories. Is Kronos hot or not?
He's compelling.
Look, I know this is probably a weird opinion to have.
Mike is already leaving.
Not. I'm gonna hot please, this man. Not. Just because I like this idea so much, he needs different pants. But you know what? When have we all not needed different pants at some point in our lives?
When I was not able to do decision and my parents were doing them for me. This is his own.
Yes,
he designed it.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe there was a sale at the fabric store.
Matt wants a fashion project.
I just like this. I even like the stupid hands on his forehead.
Like, on his yes, gloves.
That's a fun addition too. I'm into it. I just wish the colors were different, but honestly, basically everything else I'm in.
I'm honestly like...
Looking like Richard Nixon.
I don't want to see his face. I don't care about his face.
No, forget the face. But honestly, I was surprised because I expected that his sole power would be to control the flow of time. So to have the other tools and the fact that he's an inventor and does them himself, like, I find it also quite appealing. Still a knot, but okay. I understand that.
But a self-made knot. Yeah, concept is cool. I don't think I want to date him.
Yes, concept is cool. I like the ideas, but I cannot get over this costume. Like, there's not enough for me to be, like, accepting of this.
It's like, send him to finishing school and present me with Kronos 2.0, please.
I will.
What not to wear?
Next year.
Ooh!
I will next year.
People have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
Oh!
Cinnamon.
Hello!
Ah, craving's hitting already.
When her father and sole parent was gunned down by bank robbers, Cinnamon was just a little girl and had to watch helplessly.
Oh.
She grew up in an orphanage, hatred for criminals growing inside her. She spent every available moment training, and when she turned 18, left to find her father's killers bringing other outlaws to justice along the way. She's an expert with knife and pistol, but her trademark weapon is her father's sheriff star, which she throws like a Japanese shuriken.
Nice.
Cinnamon is generally cold and distant, but has a hair-trigger temper. But she sometimes hides it, acting like a silly airhead. Artist Brent Anderson here styles her a lot like Jane Fonda in Cat Ballou. It's a Western comedy that might be the source of, I don't know if the idea or, but men underestimate her. They don't tend to walk away from a fight with her. It was later revealed that she was one of the previous incarnations or reincarnations of the heroine Hawk Girl. And when she met Nighthawk, another Western hero who was Hawkman's reincarnation, they became partners and lovers, and she started having more fun and fewer nightmares. The art Aww. Shows Cinnamon without a hat, a close-up of her... Well, it's not a mask.
Yeah.
A close-up of her throwing star and her hitting a bad guy with it.
Thank God I had that one picture without the hat. Unrecognizable.
Well, you get to see the front
of
the
hair. Her hair is beautiful.
This orphanage.
Yeah.
That allows kids to perfect a six-shot gun.
That was the Old West, you know.
Orphanage?
They gotta have hobbies.
An orphanage?
What? You gotta develop leadership skills.
What else? Is this better than leading a life of crime?
Does lead a life of crime.
No, but like evil,
no, she
evil
doesn't.
Crime.
She doesn't?
She's a bounty
she's
hunter.
She's a goodie.
Yeah. All right, like, bounty hunters are good.
Like, imagine.
Well, they can be.
Imagine if she was robbing banks. Or saving banks. Huh?
Can she save orphans at least?
Yes.
At the very least?
I'm sure she is. She has one time saved an orphan.
Nick?
Sure.
A full orphanage?
Okay. She spikes outlaws with her sheriff's badge. Or
I
dad's
like that.
Sheriff's badge.
Does she have a horse?
Well, yeah, I think so.
I'm scared of horse, but that's nice.
I mean, all Western stars have a horse.
Fair, fair. Mm.
I really enjoy this.
Yeah.
Quite a lot. I love that she's called Cinnamon.
Oh, mm-hmm.
That's so, like, Southern cute.
Apparently she hates it.
Oh, that's too bad. It's
it
adorable.
Wasn't her idea.
I understand.
It does not strike the fear in man, I'll give you that, but it's very cute.
But that's possibly why she also like portrays this like bubbly character mm-hmm. so that she can get closer to them and then
does she have a nickname?
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
As if she
full name
like...
unknown.
Yeah, it was later revealed, but I'm not sure what it is.
He's like, I'm Cinnamon, but I go by Cindy because I don't like Cinnamon.
Yeah.
The more we say cinnamon, the more I want to say cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
It is one of those words. Yeah. It's like blah, 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 blah.
I just, anytime I read cinnamon in my brain, I go cinnamon.
I like the outfit too. Like it's
cool.
It dug into the Western appeal, obviously, but like it's still like classy. Yeah, absolutely, yes.
And it feels modern to me, mm-hmm. honestly. Like, I feel like I could see somebody on Instagram wearing this and be yeah.
I love a boot cut, and apparently mm-hmm. boot cuts are back, so yes. There you go.
And I think, like, the type of, like, vest/corset is also something that we can see more often now. So.
And, like, that green really looks nice on her. Mm-hmm. With the hair. Yes,
with the hair especially.
That's one of the reasons I most regret not being a redhead. I'd look fabulous in green.
You can dye your hair.
Well, my skin tone doesn't match.
There's a lot of stuff to change.
Fair, fair. I like the little stars
too. Yeah, I have questions about the star, like on the close-up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is going on with the middle? Like,
I mean, it's a badge. It's a sheriff's badge. It's probably... It's rather abstract, but it's supposed to be whatever's on those badges.
Okay.
Because at first I thought like maybe it was like a bullet mark.
Oh. Mm.
So maybe there was a few bullets that hit the father. One was arrested by the badge. Because it kind of looks like it.
The way I saw it, it's Sheriff Cinnamon in motion.
It's not an actual sheriff, is it?
No,
is
but like in my mind. Dad's badge, in my mind, it's that's wait, how it's done.
Wait.
Yeah.
Okay. It's her dad's badge that it's she uses badge. To kill. The,
yes.
And then she has to go retrieve it.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Aren't bounty hunters
supposed to, like, bring a captive to...
I do believe the posters say...
Dead or alive.
Yeah, all right, it does depend.
Yeah. Usually she probably brings some alive.
If they're alive.
Yeah.
I think that's usually how it goes.
But, like...
But, you know what? If it's in the moment...
And if she's beautiful like that, why not kill him?
Who could be mad at you?
Like, it has no relevance, but...
Yeah, she's like an Avenger. She, by which I mean vengeance. Mm-hmm. She's Batman of the West. Well, I guess she's Hawk Girl of the West, but whatever.
I like her hat too. It's like an interesting shape. It's real like Indiana Jonesy more than cowboy.
It almost looks like an RCMP hat in the picture there.
Mm, you're right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Have you considered moving to Canada, ma'am? Oh, we don't have bounties here.
And also, it's very cold for her, maybe.
The West can get cold. Deserts are cold at night.
Also, it's the West, like in Montana. And there's snow there.
So she went off to kill her father's killers. And then once that was done, or is
that
it
was
done?
Not done yet.
Oh, okay, it's not done. Okay. Well, you're not really efficient.
Bobby.
How many people were involved?
Revenge takes time.
You're right.
You need to hunt people down. They go off grid.
And then you meet other shitty people. It's like, well, that guy sucks. So.
Might as well do this now and then take this on later.
Uh-oh, what are you reading now?
Her favorite weapon was a razor-edged throwing star that reminded the bitter young woman of her father's badge.
Okay.
Oh, it's not.
That makes more sense to me because I was like, why did she sharpen it? What I was trying to
determine. So again.
Because, I mean, he wouldn't be walking around with a razor sharp badge. That seems irresponsible.
So that's still, that still means it could be personalized with Sheriff Cinnamon on it.
It could say Sheriff Cinnamon.
Yes. Is Sheriff Cinnamon hot or not?
Of course
she's hot. Yeah,
definitely.
Well, is it winter in Montana or is it... I get it. I can't believe I'm still making this joke. Like 75 years in.
Jesus.
She's hot.
Yes.
For you're now about to hear the ballad of Cat Ballou. It's a song that's newly made, and Professor Sam the Shade and the Sunrise Kid are singing it for you. Cat Ballou.
Circe, the sorceress of the Odyssey, who turned Ulysses' men into animals, is real in the DC universe.
Before you said the rest, I was like, breaking news. She's real.
And regularly fights Wonder Woman. She has survived all this time thanks to her special herbs of immortality, which Wonder Woman recently, at this point, destroyed. so she wants revenge on her. She's a powerful and cruel enchantress who can transform any man into a man-beast based on the animal most representative of his inner self, and then man-beasts into just the animals, if she wants. It's not the only magic she can work, of course, but it's her trademark spell. She now lives on an island in the Caribbean rather than the Mediterranean. Don Heck draws her with a leopard familiar and probably a guy who was turned into a leopard. And in The Serpent, she's in close-up, then sending a ram man against Wonder Woman and various beast men, a bear, an ape, and a lion.
Wonder Woman's defense measures there are a little lacking, I think.
Well, is she's using the bracelets, or?
Well, fine. It just looked like she was like, oh no! A damsel in distress!
Oh no, I think she may be, this may be from a very specific story, and her bracelets are tied together or something.
They didn't reuse art, Mike.
No. He would have redrawn a scene, a specific scene. Because he was the Wonder Woman artist.
Wasn't there a Circe in Marvel as well? Circe?
There was a Circe with an S.
Yeah,
it was an Eternal. She was mistaken for the mythological Circe. This is the mythological Circe.
Who happens to be real.
Pissed about the other one? Like,
no, it's Marvel, so she doesn't
know. She doesn't know.
She doesn't know.
Which university program do you have to go in to snatch an occupation as an enchantress?
Magic College.
Oh, cool.
Probably.
I wish I could go.
I wish I could have that. And I mean, the outfit is fabulous.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I love the high slits. Oh.
And when you start talking about university, I thought you were talking about her, like...
Toga?
Toga, yeah. I'm like, well,
she's ready for a toga party.
Mm-hmm. She's ready for graduation. She's ready for, like, these sexy, like, bathrobe pictures.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's ready for anything, clearly.
Yes. When you're dressed like that... The world is your oyster. Mm-hmm. I do like the contrast of the like really sexy dress and like the giant robes. I think that's cool.
I think it's still sexy because like she can have it closed and then be like, well, bam!
Boobs are out. Legs are out.
Look at this.
Yeah, no, I love it. And I really like the shoes.
Mm.
It's so, we always see the same shoes, it feels like. It's always the same boot or whatever. It's kind of cool to see a different shoe.
We've seen gladiator sandals before that are similar.
But they weren't pink.
Okay. They weren't pink. I will give you that.
Okay, let's say this. How many times do we see bucket boots or just leggings to boot color compared to...
Yeah.
Gladiator shoes.
Fair.
Like, it's almost, very, very low. Almost like ballet feeling.
Mm. Is that a wand?
No, it that's a mic.
She's gonna karaoke.
Because at first I thought like, oh, it's a whip or something, but yeah, there's like, no like end to it.
If you don't,
it's
cheer
a sex
enough.
Toy.
And it looked like it. And I was like, maybe it's a leash.
It's a magic wand.
Yeah.
That turns into a mic.
So she can only do this to men?
She only does it to men, so it's possible. And she didn't do it to Wonder Woman, so I think, yes, she can only do this to
men. So that works out for us.
Yeah, I like this.
We're fine.
All right. Welcome to Who's Hot and Who's Not, episode 25.3. Our ladies are going to reintroduce themselves by telling us what inner animal would be released in their boyfriends.
Shotgun. No, in their boyfriends. I was ready for me. I was ready for myself.
It doesn't work on yourself.
I know who. I think he's a panda.
Okay, I see it.
Because a lot of, like, he games a lot, and he uses a lot of panda.
Eats a lot of bamboo.
No, he doesn't, know. But he uses a lot of panda for, like, companions or, like, decoration or any, like, anytime there's a panda, he's like, yes.
Okay.
Panda.
Okay.
I'm not convinced this is the correct answer, but it's as close as I can get. I'm going to go with capybara.
Oh.
Because he gets along with every single animal he's ever encountered, and he is kind of slow to move at times.
Does he put oranges on his head?
I'm sure if I put one on his head, he would leave it there for a little bit so that I could laugh.
Yay!
Okay. These are more interesting animals than in the comics.
Yeah. I think the easy answer for Justin would just be a golden retriever, because he really is like the golden retriever boyfriend. But I feel like it's too generic as well, and I'm not sure exactly what.
What about a chocolate lab?
I was thinking outside of dogs.
What about a chocolate lab?
Huh.
It's not a golden retriever. Last time I checked.
We'll take it. What about you, Nat? Former Fire and Water star, Marty?
I was debating because my reflex is also dog. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like the excitement, the funniness, the general attitude.
What about a German Shepherd?
But I think I'm going to say, like, an otter.
Oh, okay.
I feel like that, like, the playfulness, kind of chill, but also silly, kind of fits with Marty, I feel like.
I was also thinking a little monkey.
I was debating that too, just because like he loves to mess with everybody at every turn.
Another reason.
But that's also kind of like an otter. I feel like they kind of like play and fuck around.
Which of your boyfriends actually listens to the show?
No.
Marty. Marty does,
and
yes.
Another point for my partner, they both sleep far too much. Panda sleep all day. Matt could sleep all day.
He really does.
It's problematic.
Problematic.
You know, it is. Sometimes, like, at night, sometimes it feels like a koala because I'm trying to sleep and he's just, like, hanging on for dear life. Mm. I'm just like, can you not? I'm trying to...
I'm going to put this train right back on the tracks.
What are you? What are you?
Well, I'm not going to that island, are you saying?
I'm going to that island.
He's a cat because he wants to stay home.
I was going to say a crow. You're really smart.
Jesus. You know what's smarter than a crow? A human being.
Sure, but humans are not on the table in this discussion.
I imagine not. Okay, so is Cersei hot or not?
Can I say something about her physical appearance?
Okay. Yeah. Yes, this is the moment.
I like that she has short hair. You could cosplay her.
Well, no, I don't want to say what I'm going to say because... Okay, in the image in the back, I think they have succeeded in representing a more mature woman in a sexy way. But unfortunately, I feel that in the colored image, it's a little too plastic surgery, less magic herbs.
This is a trademark of the artist. Where the eyes are a little bit almondy, like a little stretchy face.
She has fox eyes.
Yeah.
And she has like the dimple. It really looks like she's had work done.
It's a trademark of this artist. Yeah. Like wide eyes.
Maybe it's because it's like too face forward. Because on the back it looks okay. But there it's a little Kris Jenner. Okay. Oh, sorry, Kris Jenner.
I'm sure she's listening.
She's very hot.
She's very
hot. Fuck the patriarchy. Get all these men to turn into animal. Let's go.
Yeah.
I really wish that she would, because they're typical animals that men wouldn't mind being turned into.
Yeah, no, right? Where's the rat?
But I want to see, like, a man get turned into, a rat. Okay. Or, like,
sloth.
I want it to be a fainting goat so I can scare them and then they're just unable to walk.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's what I want, to control
men. I don't think
she
keeps those around as soldiers. Probably happens, but in the Odyssey, it was like pigs.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You know, that kind of makes sense.
She should open a girls-only zoo. Aww. Where we could go visit all of the men that have fallen on her island.
I want to go to the man zoo.
And have a sleepover. And then she can have the bio and like what they were doing before. Like, this was a former president of the United States.
I love that.
He did fraud. Now he's a goat. I love this business, right? Yep.
No, absolutely hot.
Call me Cersei.
Yeah, hot. Something inside reveals your magical.
Aww. The Citadel. It was a fascist empire that controlled the Vega star system for 1,000 years, founded by the son of a space goddess. He was known as the first Citadelian and used his charisma and genius for war to enslave various peoples and build a computer network called Complex Complex. I know. Which he programmed with his own personality so that he could rule, in some sense, forever. It's a little bit like the high intelligence that we just saw. In the current era, the Citadel is dealing with the Omega Men, freedom fighters we hear about on this show now. And again, Brute was an early favorite. The Citadel eventually loses, but the political instability and all the leftover military power soon gives rise to a new Citadel. The art by Todd Smith shows us in Serpent, Complex Complex, It's the face. It's face full of energy. And the orbital Citadel HQ built on linked asteroids. And in the foreground, some beefy Citadelian soldiers, including a barbarian fighter from the planet below, and a scheming, unscrupulous human called Harry Holcomb, who took power when the previous leader was killed. I'm not clear on how he was in space for this, but he was in space. He was part of the military. He had, like, sucked up to the previous leader or whatever, and then military coup or... He's the guy that looks like a Prussian officer.
With a very long cigarette.
And the Citadelians themselves, they look like these beefy guys with tusks.
It's a cigarette stick with a cigarette, probably. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's a cigarette holder. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Complex. Mm-hmm. Is it adjective noun?
It has to be.
It's complex. It's like a hyphen.
Is it named because it's a very complicated complex?
Shrug emoji.
Okay.
You know in comics when they say, have ruled this place for 1,000 years, you know it's never gonna end well for them. No. Like, you did your time. Just move on.
Nice round number. No one's gonna rule for 1,021 years.
What was it for high intelligence? A million years.
I mean,
I think it was a million years.
Is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I wasn't born.
we weren't born.
You weren't even born when somebody invented the Citadel for comics.
Okay. You know what's funny is that you look at 80s. All the, like, Okirans and Gordanian Branks Warriors, and you're like, original names and complex. There's that one of these things is not like the other.
I can't stop, like, looking at the Citadelians. The one with the red, I figure, is a weapon. I can't stop seeing a guitar.
He's shredding.
Oh, yeah.
I understand.
They're actually in a band?
No,
this is
want...
that world tour.
Yeah, I literally see that. Yeah.
This is the drumstick?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, of course, a cigarette holding guy.
Manager?
A manager, okay. I was a lead singer. But...
No, I think this guy's the lead singer.
Cool.
And then this guy's the bass player.
And Complex hot. Complex is like the DJ in the back.
Yeah. He does the...
I love their comically large and shiny boots.
Except this one that has a like caveman-looking shoes.
Yeah, moss he's shoes. A barbarian. So
I know, but he can have better shoes. They can equip him with better shoes.
He got called last minute, couldn't find the other
Surely
golden
the
shoe.
Surely the band makes enough money to buy shoes.
I mean, they do.
Also, what's that red stuff, like the dots on top?
Necklace?
How is it holding? There's no chain in between.
Skin? Who cares?
I do. It doesn't make quite sense. Like, all the other ones are like have vests and belts.
Okay, how about their armor pasties?
Fine.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Like, is this all skin or it's an armor?
No, it's not. Black is the skin.
Skin.
They're black-skinned.
Like, yeah, then it's really dumb.
Like obsidian skin.
I agree with Josie.
It's giving, like, gorilla vibes, I feel like.
Especially with, like, the underbite.
The tusks.
Mm.
Yeah.
I like that the barbarian also has tusks in his eyebrows.
The barbarian is
horns.
My favorite.
Oh, yeah.
His horns.
No, they're teeth that grew in the wrong place.
Yes, Jesus. Tusk eyebrows.
They come out of his mouth, then right through his eye.
What a nightmare.
Absolutely the fuck not.
Like, eyebrow piercing.
He is no longer my favorite. Thank you, Mike.
No problem.
But he looks so, like, good-natured.
Yeah, I like
Something
him.
Something about him is compelling.
Because, like, the guitar shredder looks so angry.
Yeah.
And the lead singer is like, you like him because he's the lead singer, but at the same time you're like, but it's so, like, mainstream. Do I really want to...
I feel he looks too intimidating. The other one's like, what?
He's there. It's his job. But, like, he'd rather be working on his macrame.
Plus, you know, I have a thing for drummers.
And also, maybe it's just bad drawing. He looks like he has
He's
manager.
Got a monocle.
I think it's a monocle.
I was going to say, a glass eye or a monocle?
A monocle, yeah.
I mean, he looks interesting and I have questions about the man. But I like the look also. Questions are just,
Yeah, yeah.
I do like, maybe because it's Christmas coming along, I do like the Nutcracker outfit.
Yeah, it is very Nutcracker.
I was thinking that too.
It maybe it's the Christmas spirit slowly
penetrating your soul.
I like thinking about how upset he would be being called the Nutcracker costume.
Or maybe he's like, oh, it's my favorite ballet.
I just love the ballet.
I love the Nutcracker.
Oh, the Citadellians do such a great run every year.
Yeah. The Sugar Plum Fairy, she's my favorite.
Is the Citadel hot or not?
I don't know.
Because the thing is, I'm still unsure about what the Citadel really is.
Like, what is it? It's
a fascist empire.
Okay, well then, no.
I was very close to say hot, but then fascist.
Well, you could also say, well, you know, what the look of the aliens, obviously.
You can have hot people in a fascist empire.
Of course.
And they're not the ones that run them, because those can't be hot. That's against them's rules. Unfortunately, hot people can be found anywhere.
Yeah.
It's such a burden.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm just finding hot people. Left, right, center.
What I think... these are extreme right. So, when I think of Citadellians, I think of the lead singer. I think of that big bruiser with the tusks. That to me, that's a Citadellian. The others are like...
But like they're
like variations, but that's the main one.
I want them to sing a K-pop Demon Hunter song.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like fascism.
I'll be your idol.
But also like
no, not a Saja boy.
They're in the band. That's cool.
No, they're only three. They need to be Huntrix. Come on.
Do the soldiers? Do they believe in the fascist? Ideals, are they brainwashed
by the,
they just kind of
by
like,
the complex
they come
complex.
Across as big brutes and like born soldiers, or they're trained from birth. I wouldn't say there's a lot of complexity. They're not, you know, discussing politics as far as I know.
I can teach you.
So hot or not?
Not. I love the effort, but I gotta stay true to my roots and say no to fascism.
I feel the same, although I will give them credit that it's like fun.
Yeah.
Like,
it is a very
like a fun design.
It's a fun knot.
Fascism is not fun. This, sure.
No, the,
I think it's cool.
I honestly, like the design, everything is cool. Even the complex, I find very interesting, like the way they created it, way better than the blob that was high intelligence. So this is really...
We see high intelligence, but it's supreme intelligence.
Supreme intelligence, sorry.
At least it's not intelligent intelligence.
But is it very complex? Anyway, so it's an interesting knot.
You're my citadel.
Claw the Unconquered.
Oh,
okay. In an alien dimension, there are 15 worlds.
Uh-huh.
7 worlds of light, 7 worlds of darkness, and Pitharia hanging in the balance. Centuries ago, a scholar seeking knowledge accidentally unleashed a demon who attempted to possess him. He exorcised the demon, but it left him with a furry demon hand that he passed on to all his male descendants, and ultimately to this guy. The barbarian hero, Valken, a.k.a. Claw, the Unconquered, who hides his deformity under a crimson gauntlet. He is chosen by the gods of light to serve as their champion against the shadow gods who tried to plunge the worlds into chaos, and was raised in the gods' domain after his parents were slaughtered by an evil king. They made him a great fighter with every possible weapon. Chief among these was the Moonhorn, a powerful magic sword that he didn't like to use, thought of it as cheating, but he was also in a constant struggle with his demon hand, trying to possess him and make him do evil. His glove is made of a special metal that helps suppress the demonic influence. Claw is a grim and cynical barbarian who wants others to believe he has no scruples or morals, but he can seldom ignore his conscience. He doesn't talk a lot, but when he does, his vocabulary is elevated and theatrical.
Oh.
Keith Giffen and Pablo Marcos picture him and his hand in close-up, and Pitharia in the background.
How does he have no morals?
No, but... he likes to pretend, make people believe he has no morals.
Okay.
But really...
Right.
That was your question. My question is, if he has webbed... How does he put gloves?
Maybe it's like a flexible web.
Yeah, it would be
kind of like the skin of Sphinx cats.
We know it's a magical glove, So maybe that's part of the magic.
Oh, fine, I guess.
I'd like to say that the glove in the name is very, like, silly.
Yeah.
There were
the little claws.
Like, I love that it's included, but it's really silly. It's not, like...
I think it could have... If they added, like, the five and made it more threatening, it would have been, like, cool.
It really looks to me like it's, like, oh, it's, like, a fun show, like, something. It's not, like, it's supposed probably to be, like, hurrah, like, no. That's intense and whatever. But, no, it just comes off as...
flimsy.
Like, yeah, almost hat. Like a rubber chicken foot.
Yeah. I will say, one of the first things that I thought of is that Jim Carrey movie with the claw. First of all, the name, but...
With a claw?
With a claw.
There's a Jim Carrey movie where he has a claw.
No, it's like a bit that he does.
Okay.
Like one of the family movies, the family comedies, like he's a dad and he sucks, you know? Anyway... Yeah, it's this, like, claw thing that he does. And that was my immediate thought.
Is it Liar Liar?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
That claw!
Yes, see? Okay. Yes.
It's not an actual claw.
No. That's not what I meant. That's why I was doing the hand.
Well, clearly!
It's famous in Marty's household. We all know that he loves the claw.
Right. It is one of Marty's bits.
It reminds me of that because it's, like, a whole thing where he, like, the claw, and then he's possessed by this. And then his actual name is that. That's all. Okay. It reminded me of that.
So what's on the sword right now? Is it blood, like demon blood or something?
I think it's
the soul.
Darkness.
Is it? I don't know.
It's weird because at first I thought it was the shape of the sword.
I think it is the shape of the sword.
Yeah. Maybe it's like also a...
But how does it fit in the scabbard?
The scabbard? Is there a scabbard?
Yes, there is. Scabbard.
Maybe it's a magical scabbard.
Let the magic entertain you.
The tip of the sword is the same kind of structure than the webbing of his fingers.
I've read a couple of claw comics. There aren't that many. I didn't see that sword.
Mm. But because it's cheating to use it.
Maybe. I don't know if it is the moon horn. I don't know enough about claw.
Enough. Can someone give him pants?
Yeah. Your loincloth should be moved a little to the side, sir.
Like it does feel a little exposed.
But also, like, if it's exposed like that, like, give us something to look at it.
I mean, there's kind of something.
The sword's in the way.
There's a shadow.
The shadow indicates more of a gap than a bulge. But what I'm really interested in is, like, the flying little things over his arm. Like, are they dragons?
Yeah, those are dragons.
Is it just this descendant that is chosen by the gods?
Right, yes.
Okay, so, and then does he have descendants?
Not yet,
okay.
Get on it.
Is he interested in having descendants?
Is that in his life plan?
Are you offering?
Would we have claw kids?
Yes. If it's all male one children claw.
Okay, so girl kids, fine.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Ah! Yeah, it's really just a win for women, this episode. Yes. Like, really.
Yeah, it's really...
He has a face, and I don't like it.
No, I don't either. It's too long and too grumpy looking.
I was going to say, he just looks so constipated.
And I think the contrast with the hair looks stupid. I don't like it. It's too perfectly done up. It doesn't feel right. His hair should be messier than this.
You see, me in my mind, I see it as it's so sleek because it's so greasy because it doesn't shower.
Maybe so.
Which is disgusting.
It feels like he was straightening his hair.
Ready for a battle.
Yes.
You know, I was really like, there's no redeeming qualities here. The more you were talking, I'm like, there's no freaking way that I would even consider not giving a nod to this. But then you talked about the way he talks. And that got me intrigued. I like that. I will give him that.
I mean, he's like Thor, you know, like that sort of Shakespearean speak.
But that's one thing.
Yes, exactly. It's still not enough.
Okay, good.
But I find it very interesting that they decided to give him that. Because as a barbarian, as someone who looks so grumpy like that, what you would think looking at him is like he just grunts and says like fewer words. Not being all theatrical. That, it's Friday night and I'm tired.
Like you could say that word usually.
Oh. That's very fair. Why?
The armor. Like maybe they were trying to make it look cool, but like it's so weird.
It looks like a kid's costume.
Like half a t-shirt. He went roller skating and put his elbow protector on. And he has bad posture.
The elbow just looks wrong to me. Like it looks like his arm is broken.
Means the t-shirt. Like the t-shirt.
How do you put that on?
That's why he has bad posture. He's stuck in it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's actually, yes.
It's, mm-hmm. He's been growing around it for years.
Like, very small, if he would take those two items off and have a better posture, I'd be like, you know, maybe there is something there. But no.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because we're further in the episode. But I'm trying really hard to care about this guy. And as you were telling the story, every layer that you added on, I was like, no, too far removed from me. I do not care about this dude anymore. I'm not even sure I followed.
I don't think that's because it's late in the episode.
Well, I kind of agree that, like, as I went through the description, it sounded more and more like I was describing my stupid D&D character.
Right, yeah.
It's like the lore is like, huh? What is this lore?
I don't think it's because it's later in the episode. I think this...
This is not really good.
The start or the end would be bad.
Mm-hmm.
I will just like to point out that DC does it again with the nipple. Thank you for not erasing nipples.
Free the nip.
All right, well, let's make it official, Claw hot or not?
No.
No, not.
Nah.
I'm sorry, my guy.
If you are interesting enough for me to care a little bit longer, maybe, but...
Nip, yes. Claw, no.
I will say, like, we almost hotted a fascist fucking... You almost hotted
a fascist.
Fair.
Complex.
I was getting charmed, and then I realized my morals.
But Claw, no hesitation.
Uh-oh. You found the Claw's only weakness. Sub-zero temperatures!
The bonus feature on Who's Hot is the pool we run every month with our listeners on social media to see what they think will happen on the show.
Did I mess everything up for people?
Well, Kronos was a unanimous not.
Not.
But I was in the minority, so they still win.
Then, yes. Cinnamon was a unanimous hot. Cersei was a unanimous hot. Citadel was a unanimous not.
Okay.
And Claudia Unconquered is the only one that...
It got split a bit.
Got split 5-4, hot.
Ooh. No sandwiches this week.
I mean, that's, I can see why, because we've liked tortured and quiet guy before, but this
but this wasn't well done.
No.
Wait, he's tortured?
I don't know. I just decided.
I don't remember any of this.
Is it too late?
It is too late. Cinnamon was the favorite for the respondents.
I mean, of course.
Yeah.
So now we'll take a short break for a promo and be right back for the female back.
None of this would have happened if it wasn't for you opening your legs and insulting your rightful master.
He was never my master.
Oh, Queen, defend your children and your country.
Soft, persuasive words are deadly.
Her guards will fight on my side while I show her for the liar that she is.
I don't know how all this happened. I just wanted to love you.
No. You wanted to own me.
Dear Reader, Season 3. Join me, Stella, as I look at the Bronze Age epic poem, The Iliad, by Homer, and the books, films, TV shows, and more that it has inspired in the thousands of years since it was first spoken into existence. Was a decade-long war really the fault of one woman? Did the heroes we have long heard about fight with honor and exhibit virtue? And what part did the gods and goddesses have to play? Listen and find out. Coming soon to the Fire and Water Podcast Network.
The best you'll ever have, it's the history of man.
Hector! Female bag.
Woo!
Comments on episode 24 of Who's Hot and Who's Not, which covered Kemo, Cheshire, Chief, Chlorophyll Kid, and Chris KL99, and the Who's Who portion of our last fashion special. Miscellaneous comment. Congrats again to Amélie, and best wishes on the impending birth.
It's done, man.
It's Chris Franklin. Because it says, I got in trouble for watching Tom and Jerry cartoons with Cindy's doctor while she was in labor. If you're willing to do a podcast during the delivery, good on ya. We didn't. For the record, we didn't. Okay, Kemo. Kevin from New Orleans says, Kemo has always been one of my favorite villains because it is silly looking, but what it is capable of is horrifying. Chris Franklin says, when I was a kid, Kemo reminds me of the clear candy containers you could find around holidays here. A jack-o'-lantern-headed scarecrow at Halloween, Santa Claus and a snowman at Christmas. The candy inside were just little tiny sugar balls, kind of like nerds. So it kind of looked like Kemo's design.
Oh, yeah.
Katido says, funny you should mention it, but apparently, at one time, glass blowing was considered an essential skill for chemists, allowing them to create or repair custom glassware.
Oh, well, that
so that's
sense.
How you get a guy to do that. Isamu Yukinori says, I half expected someone to nickname Kemo as Vatman.
That's good.
Gothos Mansion says, I didn't think Kemo had a snowball's chance in hell of getting a hot from the ladies. But the more the ladies discuss him, the more I thought they might pull out a hot for him. Then at the end, they changed gears and nodded him. Sigh, hopes dashed, dreams crushed. My first exposure to Kemo was in DC Comics Presents number 4, one of my favorite issues of that series. It was written by Len Wein and drawn by Jose Luis Garcia Lopez, praise be his name. With that creative team, I don't think DCCCP, whatever, had a choice but to be awesome. Bass and I covered that comic over at FW Team Up. Chris Pine says, talk about your toxic masculinity. Am I right? Chris Lewis says, to avoid total chemical catastrophe, it is absolutely critical that the contents of Kemo remain in thermodynamic equilibrium at all times. Do not, for the love of God, make Kemo either hot or not.
Why did you have to bring science into it?
I don't know, but this is the favorite comment I ever got.
The podcast ends.
Cheshire, Nate the Great says, I like Cheshire, and she could do better than Speedy. Chris Franklin says, I remember being shocked by Cheshire's entry. I think the mystery of which Titan she fathered a child with was brand new to this very publication. I don't think any hints had been dropped before. A rare case of who's who previewing something coming up in future comics. Gene Hendrick says, Speedy, kind of a jerk who has kicked the heroin habit. Cheshire, literal assassin with a variety of poisons available, sometimes on her razor sharp nails. The ladies, boy, we're glad the father isn't in the picture.
Wasn't the father bad or something?
I just said he was kind of a jerk. He's a recovering heroin addict, but a superhero. Anyways, Gene was upset.
I'm sorry, Gene. I hear you and I...
Speaking for all fathers everywhere. Yeah.
I'm father adjacent, so... Oh,
there you go. We won't get into it, but it's true. Okay, so perhaps an explanation from Chris Lewis about all of this. Cheshire was this character specifically engineered by DC to appeal to the Hot Squad, he wonders. An exotic ethnic mix, including a French speaker. Check. A tragic backstory with an ability to defend herself against her oppressors and brutally exert her independence. Check. Mm-hmm. A distinct and slightly retro fashion style. Check. I do now want an At Home with the Harper Cheshire's miniseries in which a batch of poisoned brownies make it to the school PTA bake sale with hilarious or near fatal consequences.
Oh, yeah.
The Chief, Mike W. says, I'm not surprised Cheshire was hotted, but like you, I couldn't believe the Chief got so much love. Rick Austin posted a pic of Timothy Dalton as the Chief and said the Chief is always hot. Mm-hmm. It's a wonder his chocolate hasn't melted. And Chris Franklin says, a distinguished older man with a beard can apparently do anything he wants. The girls will still find him hot. And can we lay off the gingers? When I had hair and the few I still had weren't gray, I was auburn to red-locked myself. We have souls.
Auburn is fine. This is just too red. It's basically orange. It's
There's
not
a
even...
scale, okay?
Yeah. Chlorophyll Kid. Brian Schufo says, I've always loved Chlorophyll Kid since I first stumbled across the substitute heroes in the Adventure Comic Digest Legion reprints. In that version of the story, and he's correct on this, he was just a toddler when he fell into the vat of super plant growth solutions.
Oh, that makes sense.
And his original costume wasn't as goofy as some of the later redesigns. He seemed to get some respect back in the 5 years later storyline, where he was instrumental in battling the Dominators since their technology was all plant-based, which shows that every character can be impressive under the right circumstances. Chris Pine says, I like anyone who looks like they made their own costume from stuff they found in the closet. Mm-hmm. You'll love Kronos. Chris Gale 99. Nate the Great says, he looks like Jimmy Olsen stole Adam Strange's costume. Chris Cluis says, when I first started listening to Shag and Rob's Who's Who podcast, I was flabbergasted to learn, after over 20 years of reading DC Comics, that I had never previously heard of Chris Gale 99. A sad reflection on how far these 50s Rocket Age characters have fallen out of fashion. Why would I care? Because I am Chris K. Lewis. This character shares my name down to our middle initial.
Wow.
Clean-cut athlete and scientist. I'll take that. Chris Pine says, how is it that the first character named Chris is so boring? You're letting the whole council of Chris's down, you dud. From now on, your name is Barney.
Is it really the first Chris we've come across?
That's
in the name.
That's his name. Yeah, there must have been other Chris's.
Probably. I don't remember a Marvel one.
Yeah.
Fashion special. And says, funny to hear the response to the Jim Ballant Catwoman. That book sold well mostly because of the art. I like the Darwin Cook look the most, with Julie Newmar a very close second. Chris Franklin says, fascinating that the girls preferred the most recent comic Catwoman costume over the Darwin Cook design. I would have thought the male gazy and impractical cleavage would have put them off over the more practical, but still stylish, Emma Peel-like catsuit. Never dull moment on this show. The ass chant made me laugh a bit out loud at work. Kevin from New Orleans says, ladies, I feel vindicated for my dislike of the new look for Kemo, but now I can't unsee that it looks like he's wearing a headset microphone. So now anytime I see him in my head, he'll be singing the song Toxic while on a rampage.
That's perfect.
Hell yeah.
That's it. If you want to leave a comment, head over to fireandwaterpodcast.com and we'll read it on the next episode of Who's Hot. And before we go, we have to mention the Fire and Water Podcast Network Patreon page at patreon.com/FW podcast. Like our content, please think about making a one-time or a monthly donation, the amount of which will allow you to unlock rewards. Here are our sponsors here: Gene Hendricks, Simon-Pierre Desmarais, Monsieur Luc, Eric, Zane Kroll, Mike Dynas, Dr. Ange, and Chris Pine. Thank you, boys. That's it. Say goodnight.
Goodnight,
guys. Amélie loves you.
And we do too.
Yeah, we do.
In the meantime, John has answered that he would be a ferret or a wolf.
Oh. A wolf?
A ferret?
It's
or
really
a wolf.
Too extreme. Wow.
Not a Nixon fan.
Okay.
Disclaimer.
Ellie is just posters of Nixon everywhere.
Sweet. No. That would be awful.